But we are asking you an out talking point this morning. Just given all these developments, Lesotho doing what it's done with certain restrictions in terms of coming across the border, only allowing for essential travel between the two nations. Botswana, I see that three of their main border posts have been closed temporarily between South Africa and Botswana, leaving only two ports of entry. And all of this as a result of the second wave of COVID-19 in South Africa. So these responses are from our neighbors as a result of the situation in our country. We are asking you directly this morning, should South Africa close its borders to our immediate neighbors? Your thoughts, please. Let us know. 41391, those SMSs charged at 1 rand 50. And you can also call us on 0891 104208 and post your comments on Twitter at The Weekend View. That's the show handle. At Udo Karelse SA. That is mine directly. Now, many South Africans will be returning to work this coming week. And this comes as the country is grappling with a new strain of COVID-19. To mitigate the spread of the new strain, government has moved South Africa, of course, to level 3 lockdown regulations. And the adjusted level 3 regulations contain further restrictions and stricter penalties for non-compliance, with a view to curbing the spread of the virus while retaining a functioning economy. So where does this leave employers trying to comply? And what roles and responsibilities do employees have? For more, we are joined on the line by Tamsanqa Mila, an associate in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Tamsanqa, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Udo. Good morning to your listeners.
Good to have you on. Just to start off with, is an employer obliged to pay employees who are going to self-quarantine after returning from a hotspot area over the holiday season?
There are options that the employer may implement. The first is, if an employee is coming from a hotspot area, they may request them to sit at home and quarantine, use their annual leave, and in that case, they would have access to their full salaries. Mm-hmm. However, if those have been depleted, then they may request them to be placed on annual unpaid leave.
Okay. So pretty much the same situation prevails on that front then. I'm curious. The workplace is a place of social distancing. The latest restrictions under level 3 means that we as individuals are now responsible for mask wearing. How does that change the liability of the employer in the workplace?
So the responsibility on the employer would be just to ensure compliance. So when you look at the adjusted level 3, if you are to report to work, the employer has to make sure that everyone in the workplace is wearing a face mask. In addition to that, the employer must also make sure, for instance, that 1.5 meters is observed in terms of social distancing, and also that there are hand sanitizers for people to use. So the responsibility on the employer is just to make sure that there's compliance.
And if there isn't compliance, if employees are breaking the law, what sort of fines or punitive action can the employer take?
Well, the regulations now have introduced sanctions and possibility of imprisonment. So if there is lack of compliance, that would be something that is possibly going to befall the employer. What we have seen, and this is something that we have seen even on social media, is that SAPS have been, specifically on the individual side and not on the company side, have been issuing these fines. Some range from 1,000 rand to 3,000 rand for various infractions of the adjusted level 3 regulations.
Does that mean, though, that the employer, we could see a slew of employers calling the cops on their employees for not following the regulations?
I think what we would see instead is a new form of disciplinary conduct or infraction. So failure to comply with COVID-19 regulations or whatever policies the employer has in the workplace, and possibly a dismissal if that's what the employer thinks. And I think, considering the potential threat to the employer, maybe a dismissal might be sufficient. I'm not making that.
Yeah, no, I got you. And I think, if anything, if you're going into the workplace in 2021, lean on your employer and say, codify those rules.
Yes, So if you were to make them a policy, for instance, then the rules pertaining to safety and security in the workplace are clear. And if you are one of those employees who are required to report for duty to work, then compliance with them becomes important, because you don't want to face a situation where you're called to a disciplinary inquiry, like we've discussed, to answer to why you are not wearing a face mask, or to answer to why you're not using hand sanitizers and the like.
Final question, and I think it is a big one. Our health minister keeps saying when the vaccine comes, it's going to be voluntary. Can an employer institute a mandatory vaccination policy once that vaccine becomes available? In other words, take the dose or else you can't work here anymore.
I think that would have to be determined on a case-by-case basis. And the reason I say so is because, for instance, and I'm not sure if in your industry this is possible, to the extent that you can work from home and continue to present your show, a vaccine policy for you may not be necessary. To the extent that I can continue to do so as well as an attorney, a vaccine policy may not be necessary for my particular
Sorry, man, we are pushing on time. So let me be more explicit. Somebody who's working on the factory floor, they've got to be there for production on the production line. If that employer says, unless you take your vaccine, you cannot work here, would he be legally in his rights?
A hard answer for that, Udo, is difficult. And my response to that is that it would have to be on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. We're going to leave it there. Something to explore a little bit further. Tamsanqa Mila, associate in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thanks for your time in the Weekend View.
Goodbye.
Good to have you on. 22 minutes after 6 it is. Now,